Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF. I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Burnaby, BC.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Well, hello and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's because Yellowstone's on at 1. And how do you beat Beth at 1?
Man, you beat her at all.
You know. You don't beat Beth. Beth beats you.
That's true. Yeah. I wouldn't want to make her mad. Would not be a good idea. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
You know, it's always a pleasure to be here in the basement. Everything is kind of glossed over today.
That's what we've been saying about you for years. You're kind of glossed over.
That's my life.
That's what they say in the meetings when he's there. Hi, I'm Brent. I'm glossed over. And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. Pleasure to be here in the basement. It's a fine day for whiskey.
Every day's a good day for whiskey. And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. So good to be here. Sun's not out, but bourbon's out, so it's going to be a good day.
And good old boy, Harm.
Generic banter. Banter, banter, banter.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Okay, good.
Perfect
thanks,
quote.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
You're welcome.
Perfect quote.
You know, I mean, when you set it up, I got to take it. I'm sorry.
You just lobbed that one right up there, Harm.
Yeah, I'm posting pictures instead of bantering with you guys.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else that you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Wyoming Whiskey, we have the Wyoming Whiskey Small Batch Bourbon, the Wyoming Whiskey Outrider 2022 release, the Wyoming Whiskey Double Cask, the Wyoming Whiskey 10-Year Anniversary Edition. From Hemingway, we have the Hemingway Whiskey Signature Edition Rye. And from the folks at Traverse City, we haven't done them in years.
It was, yeah. God,
years ago.
Not since we got those great cherries from them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget the whiskey. Buy their cherries. Buy their cherries.
Just no, trust me on this one. Don't forget the whiskey.
Whiskey's great, but buy the cherries. Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series, the Sherry Barrel Finish, the Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series Port Barrel Finish, and the Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series Cabernet Franc Finish. So we're going to have Justin, against my better judgment, tell us about our sips ratings.
All right.
You have better judgment?
Yeah, I left it in the garage.
I've seen no evidence of better judgment from you, Bob.
No. I don't take it out except special occasions and parties. Really?
Just wait.
Water.
A little louder, Justin. I liked it. Just
artificial intelligence snuck in, but I took care of it. So now, Clint Eastwood's taken over from AI. Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! He should have tried.
Can't picture the words "oh my" ever coming out of Clint Eastwood in my entire life. That doesn't seem to be his phrase.
He should have tried John Wayne instead.
He got excited after he killed artificial intelligence.
Lord. Well, we're gonna,
you know,
in a vain attempt to salvage this show, we're gonna have Brent tell us a little bit about the folks at Wyoming Whiskey.
There's no salvaging the show if I'm starting.
That's true.
So Wyoming Whiskey was founded in 2009 by Brad and Kate Mead and David DeFazio. The Mead family first came to Wyoming in 1890 and has had a major presence in the state over the last 133 years. Their family has had two governors and a couple U.S. senators represent Wyoming, and Brad and Kate currently manage ranches in Spring Gulch and Kirby. When they decided to open the first whiskey distillery in Wyoming since Prohibition, they turned to a family friend, David DeFazio, a lawyer, river guide, angler, and skier, to join them on their journey. They recruited Steve Nally as their first distiller. Steve is a legend in the whiskey community, having been the former master distiller at Maker's Mark and a member of the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame. Steve built a distillery from the ground up, developed their first products, and helped them build the team to get them on the right path before passing the reins and moving on to Bardstown Bourbon Company. For their blending operations, they consult with Nancy Fraley, one of the leading whiskey blenders in the U.S. In 2018, the Edrington Group, the parent company of the Macallan, purchased a 35% stake in the distillery, and in the early 2023, Edrington increased their ownership share to 80%, leaving the current management team in place. So this first whiskey is a Wyoming Whiskey Small Batch Bourbon, Batch 108. That's 44% ABV, 88 proof, 5 years old, 68% corn, 20% wheat, 12% malted barley. The ABV of the whiskey is a nod to the Wyoming being the 44th state in the Union. So they had a good reason. They made a reason for it, which is nice. The color of this is a little darker straw color. On the nose, I got some cooked cherries, a vanilla, a little light spice. On the palate, let's hit the palate again with this. I got some, a fresh leather on it, a fresh wood, a little bit of baking spice.
So what kind of leather?
Oh, a nice fresh leather. You know, when you have a nice, a brand new belt, not a used belt, but a brand new one, yeah. You get that freshly made.
So not freshly skinned coon or anything.
Well, not that fresh.
It's Wyoming.
Maybe not that fresh.
You know, last week when your wife opened that box from that weird store that you shop at and pulled out that GIMP mask, the smell of that.
The GIMP mask is good.
Yeah. Brand new, not tarnished yet. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'll give you that.
Well, we got some baking spices. We got corn. Everything seemed to be a little bit palate forward. I got a little bit of vanilla in there. It's like a little freshness on this is what I would say how this is. I don't want to use the word young, but it's kind of fresh. Everything kind of was like crisp in it, like it hadn't
lemony and tart.
Yeah, the finish is a little bit bitter aftertaste to this, and a short finish. Everything was palate forward. You know, overall, you know, you're drinking an 88 proof bourbon. 5-year-old bourbon. It was pleasant to drink. Maury?
You know, I'm having a hard time adding to what you said. I have to admit that I agree with just about everything you said. Bright and fresh is the way I would describe it. You said lemony. I don't think it's lemony. It's not citrusy, but I would call it young, bright, and fresh. It's easy drinking. It's a little bit entry level. It's well made. I think it's going the right direction. I think it's going to age well. Obviously, there's no rye in the mash bill. It's got a nice, you know, softness from the wheat. I do agree with you. There's just a hint of bitterness on the end. The finish is short to medium. Lovely whiskey. You know, definitely a easy drinker. Justin?
Well, I had my computer do the nose, so this is what I got on that.
The nose has vanilla, saturan, cedar, and marshmallows.
I can't hear that.
Yeah.
He was trying to say vanilla, saturan, cedar, and marshmallows. On the palate, I thought it was very woody. And then there was some vanilla and blackberries. The finish was short, unremarkable for me.
Fair amount of vanilla. I'll give you that. Odd vanilla.
I like this more than you guys. I didn't get that bitterness. That bitterness is in your souls. This is good.
That's definitely true.
The sweetness is there.
Well, I've definitely gotten more bitter since you've arrived.
The leather balances out that sweetness. And I get the berries. I think it's quite nice. I gave it a higher score than everybody else at the table. But, you know, Bob, what do you think?
Well, you like to kiss butt, so.
I've never bought this whiskey before. They brought it to me. I didn't enjoy it the first time I tasted it. But this is much better.
Well, I think it's extremely well made. On the nose, I get a lot of caramel. I get a little bit of barrel char in the tip of the nose. I get the cherries. I get the lemon. I get a citrusy thing on the nose. I don't get it so much on the palate, but I definitely get a lemony on the nose.
Yeah, it's more. You're right. It's more on the nose.
And on the palate, it's On the palate, it's got a decent mouth coat to it. Caramel, a little bit of burnt toffee on it.
Is that what you guys are calling the bitterness? That burnt note? It's not coming out. It's not coming out like that walnut oil bitterness for me. It's I like what he said. It's the burnt toffee.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. But you know, overall, I think a solid whiskey. You know, I've heard good things about them, and so far, you know, they're proving true. So I think it's pretty solid offering from the folks at Wyoming. So we're going to be rating the Wyoming Whiskey Small Batch Bourbon, Batch 108, three sips.
Interesting.
So let's move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Okay, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Wyoming Whiskey Outrider, 2022 release, 50% ABV, 100 proof. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we've got Maury telling us about our next whiskey from Wyoming.
Thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Wyoming Whiskey Outrider 2022 release, 50% ABV or 100 proof. First released in 2016, Outrider came about through Aaron Math. Co-founder David DeFazio asked Steve Nally to make a rye whiskey to answer the surge in growth in that category. This rye was to be a 52% rye, the legal minimum to be called a rye whiskey.
51%.
I would agree with you. Thank you. It was years later.
You should also read properly, but go ahead.
It was years later when it was discovered that the math was off and that the rye content was actually only 48%. So they took these barrels and bottled them as American whiskey, and the original Outrider was born. After depleting the stocks of the original 48% rye, they changed the expression over to a blend of different whiskeys. The 2022 release is a blend of high rye bourbon and another whiskey with a mash bill of 48% rye, 40% corn, and 12% malted barley, both of which are aged for at least 5 years in charred oak barrels. So this whiskey, again, has a nice, deep straw color bordering on mahogany.
This is amber. It's not straw. Come on, straw. Straw is Sauvignon Blanc. This is no Sauvignon Blanc.
Harm, am I interrupting you?
No, whatever.
Go ahead. Why don't you take over?
How you doing? Do your thing.
No, I don't really want to interrupt you. Go ahead. You've got a lot of bitterness to express, so go ahead. Don't let me take your thunder.
Bitterness is in your soul.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. No. Okay. Never seen you at a loss for words, Harm. This is a first.
Okay. The nose is very pretty.
The whiskey is nice on the palate. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel. It's luscious. It's mouth coating. It's got some baking spice. It's got hints of toffee, brown sugar, a little bit of nutmeg. The finish is short to medium. It's got a little spice. It's very pleasant. It's easy drinking. I liked it quite a lot. Brent, what did you think?
Yeah, I wasn't as high on it as you are as far as, but everything was on the light side. I guess that's because it's that you know, the under the real, the legal limit of what rye is. And so, you know, I had the rye, the pepper, everything was on the light side though. So it was like if you wanted to get into rye, this would be like your starter rye is what I would call it. And you would use that as a stepping stone.
Well, considering how high the rye content was in the mash bill for, you know, at 48%, I would agree with you. It's not rye forward.
Right, because it's not right. It's not a rye like you think of, and that's why it's an American whiskey. But it is pleasant. It is nice. You know, I don't know what the price point is, but it's a good starter. I think I would use this more as a mixer than a straight drinker. Justin?
So I thought this tasted like rye finished in Mickey's malt liquor barrels. But I like Mickey's a lot, so it's not an insult when I say that.
Mickey's Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because you get that kind of vibrato.
How do you remember what that tastes like?
Because it's not been that long.
If you drink whatever that, you never forget what that tastes like.
That was my Friday night.
Once when I was 16.
Yeah, and when it comes back, you remember that taste.
For 10 years, every Friday night, beef fried rice, Mickey's, Wide Mouths. That was how I ended the week. Oh, my
God. They still make those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm going to have to search them out.
So that's what this reminded me of.
Well, you actually check IDs at your store, so Nobody's buying Mickey's at your place.
I have a big stack of fake IDs.
Yeah, you got to go to that place where they don't care. Okay, they're the ones that are selling it by the truckload.
I didn't always drink really good stuff before I met you guys.
Yeah, obviously.
You're still not.
What do you think, Harm?
It's a very pretty nose. I get sweet candy and walnut and the rye bread. You say you guys don't get enough rye character? There is rye bread on the nose. Yeah, no?
Yeah. It's a light, but I mean, I got more on the palate, the rye on the palate. So the first thing I wrote down.
Baking spices.
Rye, pepper, light vanilla.
I got black pepper and floral notes on there, you know, sweets. It's a soft entry. It's a little bit short on the finish, but I like it.
That's what she said.
It's a soft rye.
It's better than short on the entry.
Yeah, that's right.
You just said exactly what I said. It's a soft rye.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with it. But I got the rye notes. I mean, they weren't not there.
I didn't say they were not there, Harm.
Yeah. Listen, I think we're all in agreement because we're all saying the same thing, except for my off-the-wall stuff.
The Mickey's Big Mouth really took me back.
Yeah.
Hey, I taste what I taste. You know.
Well, I think it's a nice whiskey. I mean, it's. I get a creaminess on the palate.
I've been called worse, Harm.
So you know that you know, with some rye, you get that sort of creaminess, that coating of the tongue. I get that on the tongue. I get that on the palate.
He was right, because it's not as creamy as like a full rye.
No, it's not. But that's what I'm saying is I'm getting that
to a degree, I'm getting some of that. I'm definitely getting, I get more rye on the nose than I get on the palate for me. But it's, you know, it's got a nice creamy mouth coat to it. I get a little bit of a little bit of the tannin in the back palate. But an interesting whiskey, absolutely. So, well, we're going to be rating the Wyoming Whiskey Outrider 2022 release, three sips.
Interesting.
And that takes us to our next one, which is Justin.
Okay, now we're going to talk about the Wyoming Whiskey Double Cask. It's 50% alcohol by volume, 100 proof. It's 68% corn, 20% wheat, and 12% malted barley. After aging this for 5 years in new charred oak barrels, the whiskey is then finished in XPX sherry casks.
Pedro Jimenez. But you know what? Smell this. This is so different from when we first tasted it.
This one is the third one.
Yeah, number three. There you go. You don't have enough whiskey in your glass.
So it's much sweeter than when I smelled it before. I had a big rye hit when I first nosed it. That's gone now. And no sherry on the nose. Now the rye's gone, and
you,
I have the
you
sherry.
You want a little more?
No, I'm okay. I got it.
That's not this one. Is it? Yeah, it is. Okay.
The double
and
cap.
Then yeah. On the palate, before, it was very woody. Now, the wood's faded off and it's become more sherry. It's really interesting.
It's become a sherry bomb.
It's changed. Yeah. And the finish before was short and unremarkable. Now it's really pleasant sherry finish.
This just needs some air. This is really
improved. I'm really happy with this now. I was okay with it before, but I'm really happy now. What did you think, Brett?
Yeah, on the nose, I get all sherry. It's hard to distinguish other characters on the nose. But the aging in the sherry really kind of took the edge off this. It really gave it a softness. It took away any kind of bitterness that it had before and made it much more drinkable for me, much more than I would want to sit down and have a sip of this. But I added some water to this, and
I like the water. I think it really rounded it out. Just a drop. Doesn't take much.
That's all it takes. It's just a nice, smooth.
Yeah.
I mean,
I kind of like this one before.
Without the water.
Without
right.
the water. But with the water.
It was my favorite of the
three. The palate.
I gave this a higher so rating far. Than all of you guys yeah. the first time.
Yeah, the palate expands a lot with a drop of water. So it's definitely.
I mean, if you have to, you know, it's hard not to judge when you have the three of them tasting side by side like that. And this is my favorite of the three by far.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, with the air, it's gotten even better. And with a dash of water, I think it's the palate is broadened a bit.
It changed completely on the nose. Before, I got smoky char from the barrel. Do you get the smoke from the barrel?
No, smoke's gone now.
It's gone now. It's more like a sherried scotch to me. It's got a lot of sherry on it. It really doesn't drink like a bourbon.
Right now, it's all sherry.
It drinks much more like a sherried scotch. Yeah. And so I'm surprised you actually like it, Brent. I find it a little bit sweet for a bourbon.
It's almost to that point where
you put a drop of water in.
I did. And it got sweeter for me.
Yeah.
Nobody got milk chocolate on it?
No.
On the nose? Little chocolate there.
After the water,
I got like the malted chocolate. Yeah,
after
balls.
The water, I got the chocolate.
I got it before I had the water.
Yeah,
but again, it's changed quite a bit. This air in this one really
well.
Worked.
The barrel that char went down. That's pretty much washed away. After I added water, I'm definitely like you said. I think he's right. I think it's the malted milk balls. The chocolate malted milk balls on the nose that I'm getting. Very faint, but it's there.
It's milk chocolate.
Yeah, that little white box looks like a milk carton. Yeah,
you really got
to be the Whopper.
Yeah, the Whoppers. Right.
I didn't know Whoppers, man.
Thank you.
Whoppers.
You got me there. I described the box, but you drove it home. Good job.
You don't go to the movies anymore? You got to get Whoppers.
I'm too cheap to buy candy at the movies.
I would like to say that I think we The rating changed on this one, Bob, and I think it's worth mentioning.
Oh, you guys all caught up to me. I gave
No.
No, you were
the
first one to admit it changed.
You had the high at your head where the sun don't shine.
I had the higher rating
before. It was not very good right out of the bottle, but patience paid off, and it's improved.
I liked it out of the bottle. I've gotten down on here for me, you know, a range, and I'm higher, but...
But it was definitely improved. It changed
with the air, for me, it went up a half a point. With the air and a little bit of water. So,
for me, the air and the water went up a full point.
Oh, the water just makes it amazing.
Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. Just a little bit.
That's why I handed you the squirt bottle. Yeah, I'm telling you.
You're treating me like your cat. Just squirting me with your
water. If you buy if you're my cat, I'd spray you with it. Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Thanks. First off, you ain't going to find a cat in my house. I'm a dog guy.
Keep it off the microphone.
All right. So. We have the Wyoming Whiskey Double Cask, a new rating, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys came around my way of thinking.
All right, Mr. Happy, tell us about our last one from Wyoming.
There's one more. I forgot about this one. Yeah, wow. And this was fantastic. Let's see how this goes. So our final whiskey from Wyoming is the Wyoming Whiskey 10-year-old 10th Anniversary Edition. It's a 51.7% ABV or 103.4 proof. It's 68% corn.
Can you double check the math on that for me?
I didn't do the math. I'm looking at it right here. 51.7 would be 103.4. That's exactly right. 68% corn.
Justin, what's a third of that?
Justin, there you go.
1.667%. Yeah.
68% corn, 20% rye, 12% malted barley. You know, what I really enjoy about these guys, they do use the higher malted barley, and that appeals to me because I'm a Scotch guy, and this stuff really works. So this has a reddish gold color, a little bit of Corinthian leather, and the nose, it is candied peach, candied pears, and what is this? A little just... pot still funk almost. It's not pot still though. It's right. It's like Muscovado sugar, like a rum. It's gorgeous.
Turbinado.
Turbinado? No, Muscovado and Turbinado are two different things.
Yeah, but I'm getting Turbinado.
You're getting Turbinado. Turbinado is what they put in your smoothies. Yes. I'm not a smoothie guy. It's Muscovado, dude. It's Muscovado. Anyway, gorgeous nose.
Gotten better.
Yeah, it's got. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super soft entry.
It was good before, but it's getting better.
Layers of fruit. And you get this good grip for these tannins from the oak. Really come out. Really nice grip. Medium, long finish. Nutty and spicy. It's actually finishing a little bit more mild than it did earlier. What do you think, Brent?
I wrote down on this one, nice classic bourbon. It's got that classic bourbon taste and flavors you're used to, but it's a little different taste to it. But if you were going to describe somebody to this is what you're looking for when you're a nice classic bourbon. You'd love to sit down with it.
The balance of the fruit is a little bit different than like your Kentucky bourbon, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's everything is. I think because of where they are, the weather they have, there's a cooler weather that it doesn't quite age like you as fast as what it does in Kentucky.
Of course, yeah.
And so I think it's just...
Or you can go down to Texas where it ages in 11 seconds. Yeah. Yeah.
But what's the thing? Do they have 4 seasons in Wyoming? Is it like 2 pretty much or 3?
Probably.
Do they have like a week of summer?
Don't know. Never been.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you, but...
Beth won't let us in there. Mm-hmm. But that's Montana. I can never keep them straight. All the big square ones out west.
Like right now, I'm getting more of like almost sandalwood on the nose. It's really nice.
And did you add some water to it?
Not at all. Maury, what did you think?
I described it as Christmas in a glass. I thought it has a lot of layers of flavors and baking spice.
What do you know about Christmas? It's Hanukkah for you.
Hanukkah's past. We're on to Christmas, pal. And I love this whiskey. I thought it really evolved nicely. It's got a lot of layers. It's got really interesting nuances of flavors here and there, every little corner, nook and cranny. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I think 10 years is perfect in Wyoming.
Yeah.
That can be too old in Kentucky.
I think this is absolutely their sweet spot.
because this one's fantastic. And like Brent said,
Justin, do you agree? Just emptied your glass.
Tangerine blueberry smoothie. That's what
this
I
one.
Got.
This one was blueberry
smoothie. A little bit of whey protein powder in there.
Well, this one was everybody's favorite when we
Breakfast of Champions
before we started recording this episode.